how to deal with them, what to emphasize, what not to emphasize, what to say, what not to say, what to think, what not to think. Also all part of chinuch. So I thought maybe it'll be therapeutic for me, therapeutic, beneficial for others, I don't know, to talk a little bit about how we deal with challenge. So Chazal tell us that the first 3 days of an Avelus is for Bechi, not for Nechoma. Technically, you're not supposed to be Menachem Ovel during the first 3 days. It's a very fine line because certain times you have to say certain things. People are just in such a terrible shape. But the real Nechoma only comes after people have let out their pain. So I think the first thing a person has to realize is that when there's a tragic situation, pain, release of pain is critical. And coming in with explanations and insights and wisdom. Nobody's really in the mood for wisdom when they're in such a terrible matzav. That's not the appropriate time. After that, once they've let out their pain, it becomes, not only is it appropriate, but they're craving it. They want, they need somebody to help them, to guide them, to even to remind them of the things that they know, but just to give them the strength to cope. But even during the days of crying, something is very important. I think it's not necessarily nichum aveilim in the technical sense, but somebody feeling your pain. When a person cries and somebody feels his pain, it definitely helps to alleviate, share the pain, dissolve it a little bit, dispel it a little bit. So that's something that's, I think, important. But after that, then there are things that have to be revisited and focused on in order to help put life back into some perspective. Unfortunately, we're often not well enough prepared before the fact. We one of the things that we emphasize all the time is that the more people have basic hashkofes haTorah, the more people know of Hashem, the Darkei Hashem, the Chesed Hashem, the whole perspective on things. I think that certainly makes things a lot easier because they have already what to work with when it has to come in. Against pain, against even sometimes resistance, it's much more difficult. But sometimes we don't have that luxury. It hasn't been, we haven't done enough of that before. So the trick would be really that people should be aware of certain basic things, and that would make life a lot easier. If they weren't aware before, then they have to, at least after. I think that maybe the two most powerful things, but it's a hard thing to guess. I really don't know. But maybe the two most powerful things are the realization of the eternity of life, the nitzchius, the neshama lives on forever, and also the idea that whatever happens in this world is directed and decreed and pre-designed well before any event unfolds. And I think those two concepts have a very strong power, because when we know that this is the way it was, this is the way it was supposed to be, this was the plan lechatchila, it does a lot to calm people down, because that was it. You know, nobody told me about the plan, but this was a very limited visit. It was supposed to be for as long as it was, and it does something. When you add to that the Rabbeinu Bechaya, I think I have a copy of it inside. I think we should look at. I mean, to find it, it's in Parshas Kitzeitze on the Mitzvah of Makia, that every person before he comes into this world, and in situations of tragedy, that would mean a person who passed away, and the people that are suffering the loss, both, will show the entire panorama of their lives. And they saw it, every detail, every up, every down, every simcha, every tsar, and they sign off on it. Because from that vantage point, they saw that this is the way it should be. This is perfect. Hatsur tomim po'oloi ki chol drochav mishpot kel emuna ve'ein ovel. No ovel, nothing. Nothing. By Hashem, nothing is not the slightest avra. Nothing can interact. You know, one of the examples they like to give, you know, somebody left the world or was taken away, whatever. But this person used to help some little old lady with her packages, carrying up the steps. Now he's not there. So you'd say, oh, this person had to go, but why did this little old lady have to suffer? But that's Kael Emunah Ve'Ein Ovel. Everything is perfectly orchestrated. What has to happen and who has to be impacted from it. All by pre-design from, I don't know whether it's from Maaseh Bereishis or from when, but knowing that helps, especially knowing that there is a vantage point from which I could say that, yes, I saw and I accepted. Right here, I can't imagine why I would have done such a thing. I can't imagine how I could have done such a thing. But yes, that's such an important ingredient. And I think the other important ingredient is the fact that life is eternal. This world is temporal, but life is eternal. And the neshama lives on forever. The fact that I always like to say the most permanent relationship is the relationship between the neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That relationship knows no end, lives on forever. And knowing that there is an Olam Haba, knowing that a person goes to Olam Haba, knowing that it's a whole different story. So then the focus becomes not on the suffering of the individual, because that individual is okay, he's fine, he's taken care of. The suffering is rather the people that are here. And when close relatives feel and hear and internalize emotionally that their relative, the one that they lost, is not suffering, and that it's only their suffering, that's already much easier to deal with. Okay, I have to suffer, I'll suffer, because that's life. I'll get over it, or I'll bear it, and maybe I deserve it, or whatever. But knowing that, it's a tremendous consolation to people when people hear that. That was the I always quote that the Gemara in Maseches Smochos, I think it's the second parak, where Rabbi Akiva was masked his son Reb Shimon, and thousands of people, I think it says 10,000 people came, And he says, your coming here has guaranteed me nechoma, because I know my son is a ben olam haba. Exactly what he said, and what I know, that's not for now, but knowing my son is a ben olam haba, that's all I need. That's the greatest nechoma. The greatest nechoma. So that is something that also people have to have a sense that. Okay, so those are two things I think that are most critical ingredients, that everything is organized, directed, decreed, meirosh, and that we signed off on it. But from there is a vantage point, or there was a vantage point, or there still is, we're not there, but there is a vantage point where we could realize that this is the best thing, this is the way it's supposed to be. And the second, that the neshama lives on. So I think those are two points. People are also enamored by the thought of tchiyas ha-meisim, because a reunion, so it's not permanent. It's like a temporary loss, and that also it gives a certain amount of strength. That this is not something that's forever. It's temporary. Like a famous story that somebody responded to people that thought, what's going on over here? So this lady said, I sent my son to learn Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say that little children, that they go to Shemayim, they learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those types of things they give people chizuk. There's something else, I think, that it gives people chizuk. And I think it's very, very appropriate today in the matzah that's going on. And that is that we reach, through tragedy, levels of spirituality and connection with Hashem that we never knew existed. It's something that's a very, very interesting phenomenon, but it's very important for a person to, a spiritual person, a person who's, thinks of Ruchnius, who cares about Ruchnius, who's growing in Ruchnius, to know that this experience is going to elevate me beyond. I have to say that I just a few moments ago took a call from my son, Meir, and crying bitterly, at the tragedy. And it wasn't the time for too much nechoma. But when I just shared with him that when I went through similar, I guess you could call it tragedy, every tragedy has its own personality, its own dynamics, but I discovered levels of ruchnius exist that I could never have imagined existed. And that was like, that calmed him down, like, as a spiritual person looking for ruchnius, living a life of ruchnius, and that was like, that gave pause, because you're like, yeah, really? You mean that? I was like, so that's something I think that has to be noted and kept in mind as well. And of course, all of that is part of the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows exactly what has to be, exactly what we need, exactly how much of what it is that we need, how much we can take, how much we'll grow, how much we'll benefit, and with these ideas, it makes things a little bit easier. There's another concept, which I think is also very helpful. When it comes to, especially to children, it's probably the only way that a person can deal with it and find a little bit of solace, a little bit of strength in the home. That is that there's a concept of Gilgulei Neshomas, and I think this is something that should be taught, early on that a neshama comes into this world with a mission. When the time comes, it leaves. Could be that there are some people, and there are, that didn't complete the mission in the best possible way. Like the story that this person told, I wasn't too happy about it at the time, about this couple didn't have any children, they got a bracha from the Rebbe, they had a child, and the child died. They were very broken, she was old, couldn't have any more children. So yes, the Rebbe, how you talking, what happened? And he told them, he says that this was the Shom of a Ger Tzedek. At 5 years old, he was Megayer, and he lived a life of super tzidkus. He came upstairs, they told him, you have 5 years, you know, you're super, above, way above. But 5 years, you know, what you ate, what you did, what you this, and to come back for 5 years in this neshama, in this goof, in this child of yours, you had the privilege of nurturing such a tzaddik. Such a tzaddik had to grow up in the special environment of your home, with this Avas HaTorah, with this Avas HaBriyos, with a home which had so much Ruchnius. And that was what he needed for his Shleimus, and you were privileged to participate. And that's something I think that helps a lot. Especially if people can feel, I had a mission, I performed my mission, and hopefully I performed it successfully. So every nuance of comfort, every nuance of feeling good about myself, about what I did, can make a difference. And I think these are some ideas that also should be conveyed. I think there's a simple but profound thought. Really simple, but I think it's really profound, that I heard once from my father, and that was on David HaMelech, where he says, Shivtecho mishantecho heime yinachamuni. Your shevet and your mishenes. Your shevet is a whip. Mishenes is the cane that you lean on, the staff. But what is a whip? Is it a choma? What's David HaMelech talking about? So he said, there's a moshul of a shepherd grazes his sheep, everything is beautiful, a wonderful day, the sun is shining, great. Starts to get dark, he gathers in all the sheep, takes his count, and he's missing one. He sets out, as the sun is already setting, sets out to find this missing little sheep, lamb. And he is looking, and of course the lamb is getting a little nervous too. It's getting dark and it's dangerous, and you know, all of a sudden he spots it in the distance over there, and he takes his whip and cracks it on the back. And that was the greatest nechola. The shepherd hasn't forgotten about me. The shepherd is taking care of me. There's something in tragedy, as strange and bizarre as it sounds, but there's something in tragedy that reminds us Hashem is taking care of us. I wouldn't be my first choice, nor my second or my third, of the way he chose to take care of us. But he's involved. It's like it's a dimension of Hashem's personal involvement in my life, which, I mean, it's almost foolish like that. I know foolish, but it's strange to say it this way, but this is something that other people don't have. I don't wish it on anybody either, and nobody's jealous of me. But Lemaisa, Hashem is dealing with me directly. And we have in that the ability to draw and derive from it the sense that Hashem's with me. It's personalized. He's intimately involved in my life. Even though I would not choose this is not the involvement I would want. If I had to design my connection to him, I would certainly not want this. But Lemaisa, I feel it. He's involved. It's a very special, bizarre, a special relationship, a special connection. Now the truth of the matter is, if you expand it a little bit more, it really is. Because he's giving me an opportunity to grow. He's giving me an opportunity to grow that we don't wish on anybody. It's the growth mode or growth cause. But yes, it's a very special opportunity. And especially to a person who's involved in Ruchnius, who's prone to Ruchnius, who appreciates Ruchnius. So this is like, it's so bizarre to say, but I'm privileged with this unique opportunity. And therefore I feel the shevet, that shevet is really a conveyor of a message to me that Hashem is inviting me to a unique, new and unique and greater and deeper levels of connection to Him than I ever could have achieved otherwise. I think that's also something that that can be helpful. I think something else that need be said, hopefully not for this olam, but as chanchim and as parents, a piece that should be said. People should know that all questions that we have, all of them, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are not rational. It's not shaykh, a rational question on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because lo machshavei yisai machshavei seichem, lo darcheichem drochoi, can't possibly understand. And it's only emotional. All the questions are emotional. It hurts. That's what we find in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShavuos, Ishbar lo yedoch sila yomen ezois. Fool can't understand this. Why not? Baruch Rishoyim Kuv Esev, Ishom Damadeyad. It's very logical. You know, the Rosha is having it good in this world to get punished and paid in the next world. Very logical. Why can't a fool understand it? And of course, the question is not logical, it's emotional. It's emotional. Like, why? Why did the Rosha has it good and I have to, you know, well, it's emotional. And the Sikkur learns that at the end is the terrace of this Kasha. Tzadik HaTor Yifroch. Or you do b'seva the shein of the tzadik, you'll see him being poiria and doing ma'isim tovim and mitzvahs and learning and everything, even in his old age. Lahagid ki yosher Hashem tzuri v'lo yavlo sabay. This teaches me Hashem is yosher and there's no avlos in Hashem. What does it teach me? I see the tzadik in his old age, he's still pushing to do mitzvahs and everything. Teres says the question wasn't logical. The answer isn't logical. The answer is emotional. The question was emotional. And therefore an emotional answer is the only answer. And here the emotional is seeing that tzaddik, seeing him, seeing his mesiras nefesh, seeing how he continues under the most dire circumstances. He's already an old age dish. He says, oh, you knew him b'sevo in his old age. Tishenu v'rananimu, he's like fresh and just as if he was young again. The Hagid Kiyo, that teaches us Ki Yosher Hashem v'lo yavlo sabay. So we need emotional things that help us. And you know, emotional things where we see the Chesed Hashem, that's an emotional answer. When we see Ashkocha Protis, that's an emotional answer. When we see people, I mean, when you see a person who suffers a tragedy, and you see him rising above, rising to the occasion and rising above it, and achieving greater ruchnius, that's the answer. Because the question wasn't the question in the first place that was intellectual. It was emotional. And the emotional chizuk is what counters the emotional question. Now, I know that in terms of chinuch, it's not, no one should ever give a lecture like this to their 10-year-old children. Probably not to their 13-year-old children either. But in a general chinuch situation at home, or even in a classroom, when little by little piece by piece, information like this comes across. And the truth of the matter is, it's not the type of information that one encounter is going to be enough. But when they hear it again. This is why we feel it's very important that mechanchim be trained so that in every year they hear it again and again. They heard it last year from last year's teacher. They hear it the next year. They hear it a different way, a different nusach, a different mesholim. But and these concepts have to be, but gradually at different times and over a period of time, these concepts can be inspired and imbibed and inculcated. It can make a major difference because B'Shas Maisa, it's so much harder. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. And one more thing, and I'm just, this is a very personal thing, I just want to share it with you. One thing I did tell my son, we're in an Eis Tzara. We're in an Eis Tzara. This is what's going on. We don't know what's going on. Who knows what? Hey, Bechlal wasn't paying attention to what's going on there in Israel and around us in the world. We know that Mises Tzadikim is Mechaber for a generation. I imagine that the Misa of a Peh Shalei Tom Tam Chet Me'olam. Who knows what kind of a kapora? And when we think that what I'm going through maybe is having a broader effect than just on me and my family, but could be, and Chazal seemed to tell us that it could be on a generation. Who knows how many shvuyim could be redeemed? Who knows how many psuim could be healed? Who knows how many bereaved people will find the chomer? Who knows how many soldiers' lives will be saved? Who knows how many displaced families will be able to reconnect or rebuild? And we don't know. We don't know what Hashem has in mind. Klal Yisrael is one unit, and what happens here affects over there. And I think this too can be, knowing these things can also be a source of nechama. Hashem should give nechama to all those who suffer losses, to all those who suffer tragedy, whatever the tragedies may be. We should be zeicher to what they say, Umocha Hashem, Elokim, Bilo, Me'al Kol Ponim. There should be no longer any need to cry.